This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 248, Native 9 Answers for IELTS Speaking Part 1.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, get four examples of how a native would answer speaking part one questions. What's up, Jessica?
Hey, I almost said, hey, Jessica. What is that? You know, I do mix up my son and my dog's names all the time.
Really?
But I've never called someone else my name. So that's interesting.
Well, that's okay. It happens. You know, it's Friday. We are recording on a Friday. So all bets are off, right?
Yeah. That's true. I think there's a lot of good reasons for us to record on Friday. And I think one reason is that it's a little bit more loosey goosey.
Yeah. You know? Which is good.
The information and the words, like, they're just flowing. Whereas if it were a Monday, I think we'd be more, like, it'd be more like strict and sort of like organized, but not in a beneficial way.
That's right. I think it's sometimes you just need to open the mind slightly and not worry as much about what you're saying. And then all this creativity can come out. I mean, and that's actually kind of leads into the speaking test, doesn't it, Jessica?
Yes. So we realize that we have given you guys lots of sample answers for part two and speaking part three, but none for speaking part one. And I know that these are the easy questions, but remember, guys, this is your first impression, right? Yeah. I mean, if a candidate sounds super nervous at first, right? And they're not showing their best ability, and it's kind of like, then automatically the examiner's mind is like, okay, five. And then you're working your way up from there instead of beginning it, you know, an average six or a stellar seven and proving to the examiner that you deserve something higher. So.
Yeah. No, that's actually a really good point. There's an expression that says you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
There you go. You remembered that like perfectly the first time. I feel like so often we know that this idiom exists, but we can't quite remember it.
Yeah, it's true. But it's so true. I mean, that is, and you know, that's a nature, that's part of human nature that we make certain judgments, snap judgments about. And even though it's a very scientific exam, there's still a human being judging your answers.
Exactly. And that's, you know, one of my favorite episodes, and it was one of our first ones, was how to dress for success on the IELTS test. And I think that was like very, very beginning
that we talked about.
I was still like in a garage talking on a microphone at that point. So, but that's something to think about, you guys, this first impression. So today, Lindsay and I are going to give you our native nine answers for speaking part one. And you could take from it the vocab, the pronunciation, the way we organize our ideas. So definitely, guys, take some notes today.
Okay. And just to get a little bit of background on speaking part one. Now, I know on speaking part two, we've gone for the 2 minute answers, right? We get 2 minutes. Yeah. So we've done that. And speaking part three, there are a bunch of questions and you answer the questions quicker. But how much time do we get in speaking part one? Just so our listeners know.
Good question. So speaking part one lasts from 4 to 5 minutes. Okay. And there are three groups of questions that the examiner must ask you. So let's see, there are 8, 9, 10. So there's about 11 questions that the examiner must fit in that 4 to 5 minutes. That's short. So your answers, guys, you always need to have complete sentences. All right. Even though native speakers would say like, yep, nope, for some of these, you can't do that. So first rule, always have complete sentences and try to give 3 to 5 sentences in every answer. just aim for that. Less than that does not sound fluent. More than that is simply not possible.
Okay, that's a good rule of thumb. Complete sentences and 3 to 5 sentences for every answer. I like it. I like it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So do you want to ask me a couple questions first and then I'll ask you?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just throw out some sample answers. Okay. So here's a question, Jessica. So, all right. So please tell me about your house or your apartment.
Well, I live in an apartment right now, and to be honest, it is so super cute. This is kind of the first time for me that I've developed my own space like this with my artwork and my choice of mirrors and colors. And to be honest, like, this is one of the warmest, most comfortable places I've lived in.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice. I was about to respond to what he said.
I know, right? Nice. It's hard to remember. Like, this isn't a conversation. This is
an interview. Thank you very much. I like how you said, just to highlight a little vocabulary, I like how you said super cute. That's very natural sounding.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? Yeah. And casual for the speaking part one. And I also liked the enthusiasm in your voice.
This is also come up recently in some power hours that and I just did a YouTube video about this as well, so stay tuned to IELTS Energy TV, you guys. There's going to be a whole video about how to improve your pronunciation on the speaking exam, but this is one of the biggest things that's come up in my mind recently working with students, is that, guys, you have to sound interested in what you're saying. Okay. I think this is the most basic thing for you to aim for to improve your pronunciation. Because if you sound bored, your pronunciation is not going to be higher than a 6, and your fluency is also going to go down, because fluency and pronunciation are inextricably linked. You can't separate those. Yeah. So, for example, contrast my answer with a student who has just practiced this 1,000 times and is just bored, right? And the student answers on test day, I live in an apartment. It is spacious and roomy, and I really enjoy living there because it is super comfortable. Like,
blah.
That sounds so boring, you guys.
So boring. Yeah. And especially, again, as we said at the beginning, you know, we want to get off on the right foot with the examiner. And an answer like that is going to put you right in this category where, wow, the examiner's kind of bored.
Right? Exactly. And, you know, I've worked with students who are very high level and have amazing vocabulary and even grammar, sometimes like near perfect grammar, lots of good sentences. But guys, if your pronunciation is at a 6 because you say and too often, or because you don't sound there's no emotion in your voice. If your pronunciation is at a 6, it can be difficult for the examiner to hear the other 7s because I'm so distracted because you sound like a 6.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's huge. And you should be enthusiastic about your own life. I mean, you know, there are some questions that maybe you're not feeling so chipper about, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's your life, guys. I mean, you should be excited to talk about it.
Exactly.
I mean, there might be a cultural aspect about this too that we haven't talked about.
That's true. Yeah. Well, and also I think because these questions we're doing today are like almost always on the IELTS exam. And so you guys practice them a billion times and that takes the interest out of it. So I think you should look at your practice as well. Like, don't practice the same exact question more than a few times. There are so many ways you can practice your fluency besides just answering the same question again and again, because I think that's going to end up hurting your score.
Yeah, it's kind of in the same way that if you're always going out to parties and people are always asking you about your job, you get really tired of talking about your job.
Exactly.
So you start to sound really bored with your job, even if you're not.
That's true. You know, I thought about that recently, like just having to talk about the same personal stuff with like so many different friends that I just stopped wanting to go out with friends, because I'm like, I sound like I'm just saying the same story, and like it sounds like I'm bored with it and it doesn't matter, even though it's a huge deal. But I've just said the same word so many times that I'm so bored with it.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. So ask me one more and then I'll ask you something.
You're getting some tips and tricks from this podcast, but if you want to start to go deeper with our strategies, get our free IELTS Insider Masterclass. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider. There you'll get a free 3-video course that will get you started with our strategies. allearsenglish.com/insider. Okay, here we go. So on that same theme, what kind of house or apartment do you want in the future?
Oh gosh. This is actually a difficult question, to be honest, because I am so just in love with my apartment where I am now, but I know that like future wise, I should probably invest in some property pretty soon. So even though I would love to just have the carefree existence of living in an apartment, I'm pretty sure I'm going to try and get another house in the next 2 years. So yeah, big deal.
Nice. Nice answer.
Thanks.
Again, very enthusiastic. I like how you started with, oh gosh. Right. Again, so casual, and such a cool way to show surprise or just the sense that this is a big topic for you.
Yeah. And that's where using your personality and being honest about what's happening in your head are two things you should definitely do on the test, right? Yeah. Just like if your mind goes blank, just say that. Just say, yeah. Oh, crap, I'm so sorry. My mind just went totally blank. Could you ask me that again? Or, you know, there are so many ways that you could communicate like a native speaker, even if you're nervous.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And you had some good vocabulary too. You said future wise, and you also said carefree. I like that. Very native like.
Well, I do happen to speak English very well.
Yeah, so no.
Okay.
I noticed.
All right. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question that has a 50% chance of being on the exam.
Whoa.
Lindsay, do you work or are you a student?
Okay. Well, actually, I work very hard. I'm an entrepreneur and I spend my days.
Sorry. I'm going to stop you there because this is a little insider tip, you guys.
Oh.
If the examiner says that, are you a student or do you work? That is the only time you can give a one sentence answer because that's not actually part of the questions. That's just helping the examiner to decide whether to ask you about school or whether to ask you about work. So,
interesting.
If the examiner says that, just say, no, like I'm studying English right now. I'm a student. Or no, I'm not a student. I wish I were, but I have a job.
Okay. So that's a setup question. That's more of a pre-question question.
It is. Exactly. So it can be confusing.
And the examiner wouldn't say, please give a one word answer for this.
No.
Like, this is not a real question.
Of course not. No, they'll kind of like interrupt you because they have to get to the questions. So.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's start over.
So
Do you work? Do you work or are you a student?
Actually, I work.
Okay. Tell me, do you enjoy your job?
I really enjoy my job. And the thing that I enjoy most about my job is the fact that I'm able to set my own schedule and my work is not linked to any specific location. So essentially, I'm location independent. I'm able to move where I want, work when I want, and work at any time I want. So in essence, I love my job.
Oh, nice. I love that way to summarize in essence. That would be great anywhere on the test. If you feel like your answer has grown too long, or if you feel like in speaking part three, you have to give that one sentence conclusion, according to our strategies. So that's a great way in essence. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. One last question. How do you think your job might change in the future?
Well, in the future, I think I will be personally, in terms of my own personal approach to my work, I'll be moving around quite a bit more. I think I'll be moving around the country and not necessarily staying in the Boston area. And in addition, my field might change because more people will be teaching online and I'll have more competition for my business.
Great answer, ma'am. that linking phrase, the transition phrase, was really good in terms of. So that's, you could also say like regarding, I guess that would fit in regarding. There too, I think. So guys, please take notes on how we organized our ideas today. There was some great vocab. Again, something we kind of coined last episode or maybe a couple episodes. We're aiming for the native nine. So. Yeah. This is how you do it.
One question. So I know that one part of my answer was a little bit redundant where I said, and in addition, because I was, you know, I was thinking, right?
Yeah.
So how, I mean, would that affect my score or how would that, is there any aspect of the scoring system where we talk about redundancy or no?
Well, as far as vocabulary, yeah, but that's only if it looks like you don't have another phrase to say because you keep repeating the same word over and over again. So in that redundancy, no, that's not going to impact your score in any way. In fact, I think it would positively affect your fluency score because that's what native speakers do. We talk about, you know, strategies for buying time to think. And that redundancy is one way we do that as native speakers.
And that's a good example. It sends me back to the episode we did last week about how someone found your YouTube video and looked at your speaking answer and analyzed it as if it were more of a writing answer. Right? If we look at my answer as a writing answer, yeah, it's redundant. It's weird. But in the speaking test, you know, it could help our score.
Exactly. Which is, it's a paradox. It's a funny thing to think about, but it's true. I mean, guys, think about even in your native language. Do you speak and write in exactly the same way? Of course not. And the band descriptors for speaking and writing are different, you guys. We're examiners are listening and looking for different things, not completely different things, but very different ways of how you communicate like a native speaker.
Interesting. This has been enlightening. I feel like I've learned a lot today.
Me too. Congratulations on being such a good teacher speaker podcaster.
Native nine. All right. This has been fun, Jessica. We've learned a lot about speaking part one, and we'll be back again next week to go into another awesome IELTS topic.
Sounds good. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Have fun.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.